How old would you say you were when you started?
Oh, I was in my teens. Around 15 and 16, like that.
Yes, sir. Been at it ever since?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I had to be at it. I had 8 children. Oh, I had to have furnished cover for all them beds.
Right.
I had to. And I wasn't able to buy, you know, quilts.
Yes, ma'am.
During that time, it was kind of rough along in that time, and we had to take shirt tails, like your boys would be wearing shirts, and we used to make our boys shirts. And when this part would wear, get thin, we'd take the tail of them, sew them together, and make a quilt out of it. That's right.
We got a lot of use out of it.
Sure did. You really got a lot of use out of that and those jeans. Now, we used to call them overall pants. That's what we used to call them.
Yes, ma'am.
We didn't know anything about jeans then. When they get thin on the front there,
yes, ma'am,
we'd rip them loose and get all the best part. And, buddy, you got a quilt.
Made out of overall.
Right. You really got a quilt.
Those overalls, though, kind of went up on the front and had a bib, didn't they?
Right. Right. With suspenders come across your shoulder and buckle.
Right. I guess most men wore those back then, didn't they?
Sure did. That's all they knew. Could get most of the wear unless, you know, what you might call your Sunday clothes, and that's one you wasn't going to wear them through the week. But those overalls, you was gonna wear them. And the ladies used to starch and iron them things, and you talking about looking good? They would be looking good. And they were warm, too. Men then, they didn't want nothing but their overalls when winter came.
Yes, sir. What would they usually wear for Sunday clothes?
Well, you get you a pair of pants and a coat, nine then just say a suit.
Yes, ma'am.
But you could have pretty fair, you know, pants, shirt, coat, sometime just a full suit.
Yes, ma'am.
But you wouldn't wear your Sunday clothes every day.
Sure. Did men ever wear anything between the shirt and the coat?
Oh, yeah. They wore what you call drawers and undershirt.
That would be between you and the shirt, wouldn't it?
Right. Right.
What about between your shirt and your coat? Did they ever wear anything?
And no, when you put your shirt on, you got on everything what you needed on next to you.
Didn't wear a vest or anything?
Unless, now you had a vest for Sunday.
Right.
But if you had an old sweater, you would put that on next to your shirt.
Yes,
and then put your coat on.
I see.
And you kept warm in, but because them undershirts was thick. And sometimes, some wore what you call all over unions. They all over.
Union
too. Right. All over.
But that would keep you warm.
That's right. All over union suits. But this shirt, undershirt, and what we call drawers.
Right.
That was a two-piece suit that most men would wear. Well, the older men would wear the two-piece.